Jim.
Hey, Jim. This is Shao here from the underwriting department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking. So your file was sent over to our department about an hour or so ago. I just want to do a little quality control just to make sure we're all on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. Do you have a few minutes to chat?
I got a few minutes. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of basic information on the business. I have you as the 100% owner of the business.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, and looks like you've been in business for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and looks like I have your gross sales as about $1.2 million.
Yeah, it's a little bit higher than that. I don't know, we're probably going to end up about 1.3 this year, somewhere in between.
But oh,
yeah,
nice.
That's close enough, yeah.
Okay, good. That's nice. There's a little growth there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then according to my notes here, it looks like you're looking for, best case scenario, $220,000, $80,000 going towards Funding Circle, $70,000 going to Rapid Advance, and then another $70,000 for your inventory.
Correct.
Okay. And let's see here. It doesn't look like I have the contracts for Funding Circle or Rapid. When you get the chance, can you send that over to Peter since we're doing a payoff loan?
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. I can send those.
Okay. Perfect.
You need the contracts, right? The original contracts?
Yes, that'd be great. And if you only you really need the first page of both of them, which just shows the terms, basically. But if it's too much work, you just keep it all in one big file. That's fine.
Yeah, I think I may just have it in a file, so I'll just send it all over.
Okay, sounds good. And then for the Funding Circle, how long ago did you take that?
Oh, gosh. Funding Circle has been... I think it's been a good year. Probably been a little bit over a year. I'd have to go back and look.
Okay, no problem. I'll be able to see it in the contract. And then for Rapid, do you have any idea how long ago that was?
Probably 6 months, 5 months
six
ago.
Months. Okay. And then back then, was it basically for the same thing to buy inventory?
And I don't know if it's noted there, but we opened another location in Marietta two years ago. Mm-hmm. And so in kind of the crazy situation that I got into is I was using most of the cash and doing short term to get it set up and buy inventory and get everything going. So and I talked to a couple other people that said, oh yeah, no problem. You know, when the time comes, just you know, let us know. Then we can convert it all into a major. Well, I guess everything became different because nobody wanted to do long term. Everybody wanted to do short term. Everybody wants to give me short term. So the short terms were initially designed for me to be short term so that I can convert it to something that was more longer term.
I see. Okay.
And so I really wasn't planning on keeping those that long, to be honest with you. But it kind of got to one of those things where I'm now going, okay, I gotta keep my cash flow going here. So I need to extend these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is like the longest term you've gotten from these working capital loans?
Well, the one is a 1 year. Funding Circle was 2 years, I want to believe. Yeah, 2 years. And the other one was just a one term. I'm sorry, 1 year.
1 year? Oh, okay. So Rapid was 1 year.
Yeah, Rapid was 1 year.
Okay. And have you gone back to them to try to see if they could extend it out for you? And they said no?
No, and I really don't want to because Rapid Advance misled me. It was supposed to be initially through my discussions with them, and I should have looked better. I know better. Look on the contract, but it was supposed to be I could pay it off without having to pay all the interest off. But when I went back and looked at it, they kind of hosed me, and I guess I should have known better. But I gotta pay all the interest no matter how soon I pay it off. I don't wanna deal with them because they were dishonest.
Yeah. So with them, since you are gonna be paying it off early with them, if we get you approved and all that, is there like a discount they're gonna give you at least for paying it off early?
It doesn't look like it. Now,
oh my
originally,
gosh.
Originally they told me they would,
mm-hmm.
but now that I've been looking into loans, I've talked to a couple mm-hmm. people that said, you know, we know Rapid Advance. They won't do that. They won't give it to you, especially if you go through somebody else. But it did. After I looked through the contract, it did say there was
no prepayment.
They don't call it a prepayment penalty. They just say there's no prepayment. You pay the interest no matter when
thing.
I pay it off.
I see. Okay. And did you know how much longer you have on it?
Another 6 months. So every day, yeah, like I said, it was a short term until I can convert it. So that's kind of what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
It drops a lot every day. Every day. Every week I go by, because it's $408 every day.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday. So it's you can figure that out
mm-hmm.
real quick. It's about $8,000 a month.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you're looking about 6-7 months or so, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Probably close to 6 months. I would mm-hmm. think I'm probably at about 70,000 owed on it. Maybe a little less than that at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So if you pay them off, then it will definitely extend it out longer, because it'll be like basically refi-ing it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see here. And then the remaining 70,000, is that, can you tell me a little bit about how you're using that money?
It's just going to go to pay off inventory. Inventory that I have that I'd like to, be done with my inventory. Typically
okay.
in the bike business, we kind of do pre-seasons. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I've worked with a few.
Where you buy your, you kind of load up your inventory early and do that. But anyway, I just like to get it paid off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's for both locations.
Including both locations. And I carry right now in both locations, I'm carrying about 600,000 in inventory.
Uh-huh. Okay. And your inventory is just like bikes, the accessories, the gears,
yep.
things like that, little parts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You got it. All parts and accessories and bikes, yeah.
I see. Okay. And then you also do like on-site repairs?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you do anything online?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And then let's see here. Do you remember what you did in 2014 for your gross sales? It's been a while, but seeing if you remember.
2014. You know what? Let me look at it real quick if you want to give me a second.
Sure.
Okay. I should be able to pull it up. I think I have that on my computer.
Are you guys really hot over there today?
You know, it's not too bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not. It's actually not too bad at all.
Oh, I used to work in Marietta for 2 years, and its summers have always been really bad.
Yes, yeah, in Marietta. Actually, I'm in Oceanside, so.
Oh, okay, then you're fine.
Yeah, not bad where I am. Let's see here. Come on. To find my front page. I don't know why this is. Let's see if I missed it. No, scanned it all backwards. Okay, so 2014 was 964.
964. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So it looks like you've been growing your business every single year. It's really good.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you been doing anything differently to help with the growth, or is just more customer heard about you, things like that, or better inventory?
Well, actually, we've been like this location has been a little bit slower this year, but some of it was cannibalized to the other location.
The Marietta
location. So we've had, you wouldn't think so, Oceanside and Marietta, but we probably guessed about 20% of our customers are coming from that area.
Oh wow!
So the more people that learn that we're open there, then we lose a little bit here, and it goes over there. But they're growing. I mean, they're doing great. They're growing about 20% since they've opened. So.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Does that mean that people would drive to Murrieta instead, or maybe Murrieta customers were coming all the way over to Oceanside originally?
Before we opened that, because we were from that area. My kids grew up in that area. And my son's running it, but we were over there. But we'd ask people, you know, oh, where are you from? And a lot of people were coming from Temecula, Murrieta. And a lot of it, I think, is when people in the summer, people come down here to go to the beach, and then they come in looking for bikes.
That makes sense.
Either they lived out here and then they moved out there, and so they remember Allen's, because if they grew up out here, you know, we've been out here since 1952. So most people just kind of come here as a destination. But we've, you know, like I said, we just get, and there's still a lot of people in Fallbrook, in that area, Fallbrook and Bonzal in that area that now going to Murrieta is as far as coming here.
I see. Okay. And you said you've been, Allen's has been around since 1950 something.
1952 in Oceanside, yeah.
Oh, okay. So basically, you've been in business for a long time then, like 70 years, 60 years?
Six, 60 years, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And then how come I have here that you've been only in business for 13 years?
Probably because I purchased it 13 years ago.
Ah, I see. Okay. Oh, that makes more sense then. Okay. So you purchased it 13 years ago, but Allen's, the brand has been around for 50, 60 years or so.
Right.
Nice. Okay. Cool. All right. So it looks like I have all the information I need to move the file along. So what I'm going to be doing is my goal is to get both of them paid off and get that additional 70K for your inventory. Worst case scenario, we will probably just pay off the Rapid and get you the additional 70 on top. And then I will also look at, I'm not sure if Peter went over, but we also have what we call like a merchant cash advance. What it is basically it will go through your merchant statement. Do you kind of, have you ever done one of those before? Understand kind of how it works?
Yeah, I kind of understand those, uh-huh.
Okay, so those, I actually like those just because when you have a good day, you pay more off. When you have a bad day, you pay less off. So it fluctuates with the amount of sales you have. So depending on if you get qualified for it, that's one of the programs that I like, just because it fluctuates with, you know, good and bad.
Okay, but they don't usually run as long, do they?
No, I've seen long. I've seen like two and a half year ones too. But it really just depends on which one you qualify for. For first-time borrower, to be honest with you, it would hover around the two-year mark as the longest. But, you know, by paying off the Rapid or the Funding Circle, you're extending those out longer. So you have longer, basically, to pay them both off and pay ours off. And then as you do more business with us, you know, you unlock more programs with us and longer terms, basically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
All right. Any final questions for me while I'm still on the line?
I don't think so. I'll get that other stuff sent over.
Okay, perfect. So once you send that over, I'll be able to look at everything. And then if you have any questions in between now and we'll probably have preliminary numbers for you to look at, hopefully by about 24 hours, so about tomorrow afternoon. If you have any questions between now and then, you can always call Peter.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, James.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.